Walking into a rainforest can feel overwhelming. The plant life is exuberant, seemingly growing everywhere. Epiphytes are plants that are not rooted in soil for at least part of their life, and rather than invest energy in producing supporting tissues such as wood and stems, epiphytes use trees or other structures to get themselves up into the sunlight, much like vines. They may grow on top of other plants, on rocks, or even on rooftops and telephone wires. Epiphytes are not technically parasitic. They do not establish a connection with their host tissues, and thus they do not directly harm the host. Indirectly, however, their effects are less clear. A potential advantage of having epiphytes is that they hold water and capture nutrients, including waste products from myriad canopy animals, leaf litter, and atmospheric dust. Some of these nutrients may become available for use by the tree. In fact, some trees even sprout adventitious roots to tap into the aerial soil that masses of epiphytes generate. Nalini Nadkarni, one of the first epiphyte researchers, found mats of soil up to a foot thick draping the branches of epiphyte-laden trees. However, this also creates a disadvantage. Epiphytes and the debris they acquire are heavy and may increase the rate at which tree limbs break. Trees differ markedly in their epiphyte load, and researchers have found this may be correlated with bark texture and chemistry. So, is the epiphyte relationship with its tree a mutualism, an antagonism, or a commensalism? Well, there are arguments either way. There's no question about strangler figs, though. They're clearly structural parasites that eventually kill their host. Strangler figs, like other figs, are in the genus Ficus, and their fruits are important food for mammals and birds. Strangler figs exploit this with their small, sticky seeds that germinate out of some bird poop that falls on the branch of a tree and start out as epiphytes. They gradually send their roots down the host's trunk until they touch the ground, where they become rooted. Once they have access to soil, water, and nutrients, they begin to grow faster, weaving a web of roots around the host tree that anastomose, meaning they fuse together and harden into a rigid, cage-like structure. This prevents the host tree from growing and literally strangles the tree, cutting off the vessels that supply water from roots to shoots and sugars from leaves to roots. After the host tree dies, the strangler fig uses the nutrients from its decaying trunk. Strangler figs can become massive, freestanding canopy trees, but always have the telltale hollow trunk that once contained the host.